I let the beauty of what I love be what I do. I let the beauty of what I love be what I do. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with a thought for today. I let the beauty of what I love be what I do. This is really a very lovely thing to consider for all of us. What is it that we love? What do we find beauty in life? Do we find beauty in nature? Do we find beauty in our gardens? Do we find beauty in our pets? Do we find beauty in our bodies? Do we find beauty in the world in which we live? Do we find beauty in our environment? Well, if that is what we love, then that it should be what we do. I let the beauty of what I love be what I do. Now, if you love the beauty of your environment and you go around trying to improve the environment by saying that we must have a better ecology, we must have less pollution of the air, we must have all these other things, and if that is your choice, then you don't love it at all. You don't love, let the beauty of what I love be what I do. You don't let the beauty of what I love be what I do. You don't. What you do is you're always looking at the negative. If you're looking for ecology, the pollution of the world and so forth to stop, you're in trouble. But if you start counting your blessings and start seeing how wonderful the world is and how sound the world is, and if you start thinking this thought, and then you start thinking that everyone in the world thinks the same thoughts, everyone in the world lets the beauty of what they love be what they do. Everyone in the world does that. And when you start thinking that, you see, you're not creating people doing that. You're just creating yourself doing that, and you're seeing everyone else doing that. And pretty soon, with all of the world being interested in seeing the world beautiful, the world will be beautiful as it is, because they are overlooking all the things that might be negative and disempowering them so that they have no ability to continue, and empowering only the beautiful things and the wonderful things that they believe in. Now, you say, well, that's not the way it works. Well, that's true. That's not the way it works. That's not the way it's done. That's probably more correct. That is the way it works. Because the way it is done is that people have a tendency to fight whatever they want to change. And when you have a child and that child misbehaves, if you fight that child, you might as well forget it. Because that child is going to get better and better, and it's worser and worserness, you know. That child is not going to improve. If you want your child to behave, and you begin behaving yourself, and you begin acting in love from what the beauty is that you see in behaving, then you say to your child, your daughter, for instance, you say, sweetheart, whenever we do anything lovely for ourselves or another, the world is just a little bit better. Whenever we do something loving for ourselves or another, the world is just a little bit better. I let the beauty of what I love be what I do. So when the mother begins to love her children and see them beautiful and fantastic and talk to them in the light of this. Now, we spoke at lunch about, we spoke with the absolute philosopher the last time we talked. And we said, when a woman goes around extolling her husband to herself and to her world, what a wonderful husband I got. He's so thoughtful, he's so considerate. He's the most beautiful guy in the world. He's the most fantastic. Da, 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 da. And what happens to the husband? He rises to that level of expression. If he perhaps had not been there before, he rises to it, because that's all his wife knows about him. And that's all. She doesn't act about him as though he's a naughty guy, as though he's not behaving, as though he's not cooperating with the home and helping with doing things around the house and stuff like that. She doesn't act that way. She's so thankful for every little thing he does. She says, oh, you do everything so beautifully. I'm so happy with everything about you. You're fantastic. You just make me feel great. And what's that guy going to do? He's going to be great. What's the kid going to do if the mother falls in love with the kid unconditionally? The kid's going to be great. You don't have to spank him and whip him and beat him and do things like that. You just take the time. Now, we just don't normally take the time. We don't normally take the time. I take the time with Rex to train him in pure love, and he's had that before I came, but he's pure love. That's all I know about him. I train Button in pure love when I'm around him, and Button comes to me and lets me do that. And I try to do the same thing with Little Love, but Little Love doesn't want to get close. He doesn't want to get close to anybody. He just does his own thing, goes his own way. He lets Ellen pet him like a cat, you know. And when he chooses not to be around, then he goes his way. Mm. And just like a cat, which is okay. But that's not a dog's nature. A dog's nature is to be a loving pet and devoted to its master, you know. And unfortunately, we hadn't taught Little Love that way of doing things. But we can. It's never too late. How could you begin teaching Little Love to be devoted? You teach Little, my goodness, she's a long thinker on that one, wasn't she? You teach Little Love to be devoted by you being devoted to Little Love. And whenever you're with Little Love, there is not one other thought on your mind except Little Love. Can you see that? You're not interested in Button. You're not interested in the yard. You're not interested in the house. You're thinking only of Little Love. And you give him that 100 unconditional attention of yourself. And what happens to him? He gives you 100% unconditional love for everything. Because he is then your reflection. And if that happens to your dog, it happens to your child, it happens to your spouse, it happens to the world. It happens to the world. But where does it happen? In you. You see, the wife fell in love with herself when she fell in love with her husband that way. The wife fell in love with herself when she fell in love with her child and the child's parent problem, you know. The wife fell in love, Ellen fell in love with herself when she fell in love with love. But you see, Ellen is not in love with herself. When Ellen can allow herself to be diverted in her attention from one thing that she's doing, any one thing at any time, Ellen is not in love with herself if she allows diversion to take her attention away from what she's doing. When Ellen comes into my office oftentimes, she says, Herb, I just heard from my daughter, and this is what she said. She didn't care what I was doing, what I was thinking, what I had on my mind, what was going on in my world. She just was so one point that I had to be swept away by what she had to say, you know? And she was in love with what she had to say. She was so one-pointed and so happy in what she had to say. It was beautiful, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes, yes. She didn't complain about that at all. But, you see, this this is what it's all about. This is what it's all about. We have to be so one-pointed in our loving a relationship with people. And when we're one-pointed with the loving relationship with people, what happens? Then we throw the ball up in the air, it bounces off the table, and Rex still catches it. He thinks that the reason that ball is there and that I'm here is only to play with him. And he doesn't realize that I'm in the middle of talking here on the internet. But I don't mind. Do I, Rex? I don't mind. Give me the ball. Oh, come on. Here we go. Oh, whoa! Wow. And right back to me again. Now, that's an open up for a while. Okay, please? Thank you. Okay, so... Wonderful, isn't it? We live in a great world. We do great things, and we are the creators. And remember, I let the beauty of what I love be what I do. And how do we let the beauty of what we love be what we do? If you say you love your country, you love your spouse, you love your children, you love yourself, then the beauty of that love is unconditional and wonderful in every possible way. Know that. Believe that. Understand that. and realize that that's what makes the world go round. Now, are you able to do that? Are you able to be one-pointed? Ellen, are you able to be one-pointed with love anytime you give him your attention? And Ellen, are you able to be one-pointed with me anytime I'm sharing a talk with you without concern about anything else going around you? Nothing else?
Yeah.
You see, that's an art. That's unconditional love. First for yourself, and then for me, and for everybody in your world. It's very important. We can change our family by changing ourselves. When we unconditionally love ourselves, our family will instantly change because we'll treat them differently. We won't treat them like they have to improve or change. We'll treat them like they already are that which they are. And we will treat the world that way, that it already is that which it is. And this is the beauty of being a master. This is the beauty of recognizing I let the beauty of what I love be what I do. And what's the beauty of what you love? Being yourself, having fun. Being your unconditionally loving self. How wonderful, you know? How absolutely wonderful. Now, don't ever tell me that you got a problem. Because I agree with you, you do. But the problem is you. And it is not what you desire, but it's you. And all you have to do is become unconditionally loving. That's all you have to do is be unconditionally loving, and everything works out in beautiful accord. So, my loves, have a lovely day and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.